Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Sacrifice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I've had people look at me that were leaving the church, leaving the ministry. They said, it's just too hard. And I'm thinking, what's too hard? They're talking about serving God. It's just too hard. Because they can't, you know, get drunk or sleep around or party like they want to without other church members not liking it. There's all kinds of things. I mean, I've come to see it's not that we've always done the most perfect job, but it wouldn't matter how perfect a job you did, folks would still make these decisions. Because when your values are not right, you will make wrong decisions. How many believe Paul did a good job in the ministry? You believe he did a good job preaching and was an honorable man, a man of integrity, didn't lie, didn't steal, good example. And yet people left him, didn't they? People left him. Left him in the middle of a crusade. Right? Just left, went back home. Why? Too hard. Having to stay in these rough places. Mark, you know, left him in the middle of a crusade. I think he missed mama's cooking. And these are some strange goings on out here. I mean, Elamus, the sorcerer, pulled that stunt. And about every other day, they're either getting arrested or almost to get arrested. And he figured he better get out of here before it's too late. For he's either in prison for life or dead. He bails. Later on, Paul says, Demas has forsaken me. That's somebody that was with him, helping him in the ministry. Could you be in that kind of environment? See those kind of miracles. Hear those kind of sermons. And decide, I want to live in Vegas. Money and showgirls, that's the life for me. It happened. I said it happened. He left Paul to go to the world. It's happened many times. Why? It just costs too much. It's just, I'm not having fun. And the money, I could make more money in the world and I could live better and I could have more fun. And what are you saying? Cost is too much. Price is too high. Is the cost too high? No, you're not valuing what God's offering you. When you realize what He's offering you, you'll very gladly spend and be spent, get up early, stay up late, climb the highest mountain, and do it with joy. Yes. Not crying and sad sack and it's so hard. You'll do it with joy, knowing that in a few more days, we're all out of here anyway. And what's going to matter? You know, who knew you, how successful you were naturally, where you lived, what you wore, what you drove, nobody's going to know or care in a very short amount of time. The only thing that's going to matter is, did you do what He asked you to do? That's all that's going to matter. And for the few who do. You said few, Brother Keith? No, he said few, didn't he? Many are called. Many are invited. Many have the opportunity. That's a sobering thought, isn't it? Many have the opportunity. Many are asked and invited. But the price was too high. Well, the rich young ruler, was he invited? Did he have the opportunity? The rich young ruler, was he called? The master himself looking at you saying, come, follow me. What more do you need? He's called. But chosen? Not unless something radical happened later that we don't know about. No. We all have flesh. We all live in this world. Everybody's flesh is the same. Nature of the flesh is selfish and lazy. Have you found it out? Your flesh only wants to do what's good for you and only if you have to. Only as much as you have to. Have you anybody found that? I'm talking about your flesh.
Yeah.
Yours and mine. It's all the same. And if you yield to it, you'll be upset, you'll be angry, you'll be depressed, and you'll mess up God's plan for you. You'll say it's too much. Too much to ask. Costs too much. Price is too high. I don't have to take this. I can do better than this. Who's asking? Somebody say, who's asking?
Who's asking?
We're talking about love's sacrifice. God so loved us that no price was too high. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Was that easy? No. I know you've heard me say this before, but it'll bear repetition. I was preaching in a meeting with Brother Hagin one time. He called me up on the platform. I said and did some things. Everything seemed to go real good. He seemed pleased with it. And some ministers that were also well known wrote me a letter right after that and rebuked me. And, just kind of let me have it. That I didn't know what I was talking about. And I hadn't done this or that. Let's just stop right here. What's the question? Who was talking? Could it be possible that the Lord was speaking through me?
Yes.
See, apparently that didn't cross their mind. That it was even a possibility. Do we need to ask ourselves these questions?
Yes.
Instead of just fixating on a person, who's saying it? Who's asking? Instead of just looking at Moses and Aaron. And I thought, well, this is not their meeting. This is Brother Hagin. He was in charge. And if anybody had a right to say anything, it'd be him. And if he's okay with it, why would they have a right to say anything? And I thought, well, I'll go talk to him about it. And the Lord checked me. No, you don't. You write a letter and apologize to them. I thought, what? What? Apologize to them? For what? Lord, did I miss you? I thought I was yielding to you. I thought I was saying and doing what I was supposed to do. Did I miss you? He spoke to my heart. I don't mean to hurt a voice. Instead of answering that, he said, do you suppose you couldn't have done it with any more grace or love or wisdom? I thought, I'm sure I could have said it and did it with more grace and wisdom and love. I'm sure I could have, Lord. He said, you can't find anything to apologize for. I said, yes, sir, I'm sure I could. I'm sure if I looked, I'm sure wouldn't have to look too hard. I don't mean I heard all this, but it just came up in my spirit to my mind. I just knew it. That if I made a deal out of this, folks would take sides. Other folks would make a deal out of it. It could get out of hand.
Right.
You could have strife.
Right.
You could have problems. And while I'm thinking about that, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, son, would you do it for me? Phew, it's over.
Right.
Anybody know what I'm talking about? It's over. Would I do it for him?
Yeah.
Who's asking? Oh, there's nothing to talk about. After everything He's done for me. We're done thinking about it, talking about it. I did. I said, help me, show me what to say and do. I took hours and wrote the letter and sent it to them and got a response, and they were happy and pleased that I had received the correction. I just said, thank you. And how many understand? It doesn't hurt you to have to put your flesh under. The more it bothers you, it just shows the more ugly, stinking, devilish pride is still there. Me, you, all of us got it to deal with. It's part of the nature of the flesh. I mean, don't pass up an opportunity to humble yourself. Huh? Oh, yeah. Don't pass up an opportunity. Just go, mm-hmm, yes, okay, I understand. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We'll take care of it. Even if your flesh is going, what? This ain't right. This ain't, you say, shut up, shut up. This is part of your development. And it's part of the price. Anybody remember Scripture's talking about crucifying the flesh? Does that sound like fun? Crucify. Do Christians need to do that?
Yes.
You need to do it?
Yes.
When's the last time you did it? When's the last time? Some folks, that's too long. You can't even remember the last time. It's not fun. It's not fun. But it's necessary.
Yeah.
And the thing that can help you stay clear and stay straight is to ask the question all the time, who's asking here? Who's speaking here? Who's asking here? I don't think it was a year or two. I was in these folks' church having a meeting.
Wow.
We had miracles.
Yeah.
We had great fellowship. We had good things. Isn't that better than strife?
Yes.
And and all I had to do was humble myself a little bit and
yes.
bite my lip and,
yeah.
huh?
Yes.
Do what the Lord told me to do. Reckon how many husband and wife fights could have been avoided. How many family issues and work problems and church problems would have been avoided if we'd have just done what the Lord asked us to do.
Hallelujah.
Over and over again. It would have turned out completely differently. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Love's Sacrifice, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.